Hi, Jack Patrick. Not many guys start a classic and finish in their first one all the way to the end. How'd that feel, and how was your first classic?
Well, I was a little tired after driving my small block because it was kind of a handful, but once I got in the Super and I got out there, I felt comfortable in it, and the car was handling good. I mean, it wasn't too bad. It was a little hot out there, but overall, you know, the car felt good, so I stayed out there and I just kept going, and I was like, oh, I'll just take it 50 laps at a time and see what happens, and that's what I did, and we made it to the end. I can't believe it.
Did it feel like 200 laps or almost 100 and whatever you had, 90-something?
Yeah, it felt like 2,000 laps, actually, after the small block race, but no, actually, I actually thought the car drove pretty good, so, you know, it really wasn't bad. I was basically just trying to stay out of everybody's way out there, run my own line, you know, I didn't run the groove, which slowed me down a little bit, but I didn't want to get in anybody's way. I didn't want to affect anything. So, and I didn't want to get in any troubles, you know, so I just ran the bottom line and let everybody go around me and stayed out of the way, and it worked out because people wrecked and I ended up with a pretty decent finish.
You're gonna be pretty happy then.
Yeah, I'm not too sad about that, yeah.
And how many pieces of car in?
One, absolutely.
Yep. So you've got something to work on over the winter. Then yep. You don't have to start to build. You can actually move on from where it is now.
Exactly, yep. We had the car pretty good tonight. I mean, it was handling decent. So, yeah, we're going to take that and move on to next year. And hopefully now I can run the groove now that I got some experience.
Here we are standing in front of the 9 car. More than likely your last time you'll ever sit in that car on the track in a competitive fashion.
Yeah, it's kind of sad in a way. I love the division, love the Mopar, and I'm sad about that, but in a way I'm really excited to move up to the Super and a new thing to start and see what we can do.
Transition makes it a lot easier. If you were just walking away with no Super after tonight, I might be talking to a tearful, teary-eyed Jack Patrick.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I'd be bummed out. It actually was really hard because this week I thought about the whole thing, and I was down and out because of getting done with the small block division. I was bummed out, and then at the same token, I'm excited about the Super. So it was like it was so hard on my emotions this week to buy the Super and then know that I was done with the small block, but yeah, I was going to try to make the classic. It was just an emotional roller coaster this week.
So what's this coming week going to be?
Rest and relaxation after that whole thing, that's for sure.
On Friday, you said you have a potential buyer for the car. Is that still true?
Yeah, I had one guy that was interested in buying it. We'll see. I told him I'd let him know after classic. For sure, and so I'm going to give him a call and see what's up, and hopefully he'll buy it.
Part of the deal, he has to keep it number 9?
I don't care what number he keeps. No, I don't care about that.
What about you for next year? Are you going to stick with a 5?
I don't know yet. It all depends on my partner, James. He's got a few numbers in mind. He likes the 07, you know, and the 20, so we're going to see what happens with that, and, you know, I don't really care about my number. I just have fun out there.
Are we going to see a red car come spring or early summer?
You might see a red car, yep. Or red accents on the black car. We'll see.